Did you notice right away that this room was a little bit quieter, this bench was quieter, and then kind of needed an energetic boost?
Yeah, I did. I think there's a lot of the same personalities. You know, we've got a very highly skilled team, and sometimes they're very reserved. Those type of players don't say a whole lot, and it doesn't mean it doesn't take away from their leadership skills at all by any means. It just means, you know, they're a little bit quieter and young. You know, we've got a young group, so. You know, the coaching staff, through management, through Andrew Ferentz and the leaders that were here, you know, they kind of wanted me to come in and just do my thing. And, you know, part of that is being very vocal.
I don't know if anybody had to tell you that. Is it just something you picked up right away that, okay, maybe I've got to be even more vocal in this group?
I don't know so much of that. I think looking back, when I was in the minors and I finally would get called up, I remember Terry Gear, who was one of our equipment managers in Cleveland, told me to be myself. He said, don't go in there and be quiet. The last thing they want you to do is go in there and not be yourself and not be the guy that got you there. So I take I remember those words very, very, very well. And I think it's paid off over the long haul. And I think with this group, you know, just, you know, doing my part, filling my role. Every locker room in this league has a guy that talks and, you know, tries to either rile the troops up or say whatever needs to be said, and I'm just trying to do my part.
Leadership is not just vocal. A lot of it's going out there and doing it. If you talk but don't follow it up, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
You're a real physical player. We've seen that in a lot of the games. This team doesn't have a lot of that. Is that something you can talk to the guys about? We need to be collectively harder on the puck, on the body, consistently.
Yeah, and I think that comes with the changing, you know, kind of the changing of our game. It's a transformation. We're trying to become a more defensive team. We're trying to become a more gritty team. And I think with physicality, you know, the physicality comes with that change. And I know the coaching staff has been harping on it. It makes things a lot easier, especially in the defensive zone when you're physical. You don't have to go running guys, you know, try to take their heads off, but be physical. Get in their face, pin them to the boards, let everyone else on the ice know who you have and who your guy is out there. And I think it's been working for us. I think we're keeping guys to the outside. I know some of our shots against, our totals have been up, but when it comes down to scoring chances, you know, they're not getting a lot of prime areas, which is key.
Matt Hendricks joins us. I had a lot of former NHLers on my show the last few weeks, and they said, you know what, ultimately it just comes down to the individual players, that they're going to hold each other more accountable than the coaching staff is. This is still a really young team, especially the guys who are the big minute guys. Yep. They're young. Who did you learn from? How do you pass on that wisdom? And when is the right time to challenge a young group?
Well, I don't, you know, that's a good question about challenging. That's a hard thing to do, because you want to earn, you can't come in and just start challenging, but you need to earn their respect, you need to earn their trust, and I think looking back over my career, my biggest influence was Adam Foote. Playing in Colorado with him is what a tremendous leader. He wasn't afraid to be vocal, he wasn't afraid to get, you know, kind of get down and go after somebody, yell at them and let them know they need to be better. But he was the first guy there to help pick you up and let you know when you did a good job. And, you know, looking back at some of the things that he said, all of the intangibles that make a good team, when it comes down to the details of the game, being a very good student of the game, things like that. But one of the most important attributes in a locker room is honesty, and it means that. Are you honest with yourself? Are you working as hard as you can? Are you giving an all-out performance that you can look in the mirror that next day or that night and say, you know what, I gave it my all? And that, we need every guy in this room to be able to answer that question honestly, and that's what's going to help us perform better and help us win games.
Based on your experience, Matt, do you feel in a room that ultimately one of your best players, at least one of them, kind of has to become one of the leaders of the team?
I do, and I think we have that. You know, I look at those, you can talk about Taylor, you can talk about Nuge and the way that they're almost quiet leaders, but at the same time they're becoming almost more veteran savvy in that they've played it. They're getting up there in games now. They've played in this league. They understand by watching games and watching other teams what it takes to win. I mean, there's great role models all over the NHL that these guys can watch every night, and I think they're learning from those players as well.
You're a guy where the physical play comes natural. That's who you are. You know, a lot of these skill guys, it doesn't come to them naturally, and a lot of teams have tried to take liberties over the years with them, and you can't always have Matt or Luke Gazdick sticking up for them. Eventually, how do you get the message to them that you guys are eventually going to have to stand up for yourself, and that creates a lot of space for you?
Absolutely, and I think that comes with that transformation as well. It's that pack mentality, that we got each other's back. couldn't be a better example of last night. I get two guys on me, and Nail comes in and you know, kind of helps defend me, which is great because I think he's probably understanding that, hey, there's anybody in our room would do the same for him. And that's the kind of mentality you want, because it doesn't matter who you are or what skill level you are. If you're, you know, the top skill guy in the league, you know, a perfect example is David Krejci in Boston, because he knows he's got everybody behind him. He can do a little bit more than Elf because he can stick up for himself. He can play that little gritty, dirty game that he's very good at. And we want that same mentality here. I know we're not the size of Boston. We're not the ferocious giants like they have on their team. But, hey, if we can play like they play, it's going to help us in the long run.
Here with New Order, Matt Hendricks. You talk about Nail Yakupov, and out of all of the young skill guys, he seems the most emotional and plays better when he's agitating and sticking guys and jumping in scrums. Can you have and consistency is the hardest thing to find for young guys, and sometimes they need a veteran maybe who's constantly reminding them positive, hey, you got to keep playing like that. That's what we need to see from you. Are you a guy who goes vocal maybe more one-on-one at this stage rather than stand up in the room, in the middle of the room to everybody?
Yeah, that's... You know, it's a feeling out process as well, but you're exactly right. It is, consistency is hard, you know, no matter what your age. But at a young age, it's very difficult because sometimes you get a little comfortable. And this league can remind you real quick that there's not a day in this league that you're comfortable. So, you know, that's part of it. But just getting back to the basics, I think it's just pumping, you know, picking guys up when they're down, letting them know they need to be better when they need to be better. And it's just holding everyone accountable and that honesty that we talked about earlier.
What do you like about the penalty kill? Why are you guys having so much success here?
This is a dangerous topic to talk about. But, you know, I think your number one PK guy is always your goalie. And both our goaltenders have been great. Victor's been great. Ben has been great. Bruce Golliff was great when he was here before he was traded to Minnesota. And, you know, you're not going to have a good PK without a good goalie. When it comes after that, guys are paying the price. Guys are, you know, blocking shots, winning those one-on-one battles in the corners. And, you know, you got to give our centers credit. Boyd Gordon in particular, he's winning a lot of face-offs for us. And anytime you can win that draw and get it down right away, it really helps kill off minutes and kill off time.
PK a lot of times comes down to hard work. You mentioned the goaltenders, yep. But a lot of it's just the will and desire. The Oilers power play, and I know you're not on it very much. You did get a little spin of it there in Detroit.
Yep.
But as a penalty kill guy, do you see maybe what's struggling on the Oilers power play? Do they just got to go basic and shoot the puck more? What are you seeing from a guy who's killed a lot of power plays?
You know, when you look at power plays that are struggling, for example, you know, we kind of talked about it in Detroit going in against their power play. Well, they don't have all these skilled players. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to try to keep it simple. They're going to shoot pucks and shoot. And a lot of times that's harder, to be honest with you, because if you don't get the block, there's a rebound coming out, or there's a chance that the goalie didn't see, and there's a chance it goes in there. So anytime teams just start shooting, it makes it a lot difficult, you know, and that's kind of the bread and butter in my opinion. So, you know, that's what I try to tell them, is just keep trying to get shots, try to get shots in the net, because, you know, eventually they're going to start going in.
Here with Matt Hendricks. Matt, for you personally, in Nashville, when you came to Edmonton, you said you're hoping to get more of an opportunity. Felt like there you weren't given enough ice time or situations at work. Your offense obviously has come here more than you had there, but
yep.
Just your overall contributions, how has the change been for you?
It's been great. It's been great for me. I think I've been given that opportunity to kind of show my whole game, to be able to play more minutes, to be given a bigger role, a bigger character role. Or, you know, in Nashville, I might have felt like I was a little bit, you know, downplayed and, you know, kind of in the background. Here, I'm able to stand up and talk more and be the player that I am. And, you know, I thank the coaching staff and the organization for that opportunity.
I'm a new father and love it. It's great. You have twins. They're not here. You know, how difficult is that aspect for you?
You know, it's tough. To be perfectly honest with you, it's hard being away from them. You know, it was nice to see him for 10 days during the Olympic break, and got to see him the day that we went to Minnesota. But being away from him, it leaves a hole in your heart for sure.